Vote Labour this general election. Go out and vote. I'm writing this on the evening of Wednesday, the 11th of December. A while ago, I went out to put some rubbish in the bins and looked up in the night sky. It is cold tonight, it is crisp and completely clear. It is a full moon too. Its brightness made me stare and stare, and I couldn't take my eyes off it. By coincidence, I'm currently watching an episode of The Crown entitled Moondust. The episode nicely encapsulates the feeling that people at the time had. The hope, wonder and excitement as man landed and stepped foot on the moon and for the first time in history looked back at our home planet. This was a time of change. I believe that we need to instill that feeling of hope. We need change and we need a different direction. I ask that tomorrow you go out and vote. The right to vote and have a voice was hard fought for. People lost their lives. At the very least, if you cannot decide who to vote for, spoil your ballot paper. Don't be apolitical. You may feel completely and utterly lost and bombarded by information. A study for the first 4 days at the beginning of this month showed that £2 million alone was spent on Facebook ads, and this will increase in the final few days, and found that 88% of Conservative adverts were fully or partially incorrect, and to note here that none of Labour's were found to be misleading. We've had a Tory government for nearly one decade. It has seen drastic cuts given under the guise of austerity. I have heard people say that Labour got us into this financial mess by spending too much and they ruined the economy, and they have given the spiel that the responsible Conservative government needs to be financially savage, cut the state to its core and get us out of this mess. This is a lie. In 2007, George Osborne, Shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer, stated that the Tories would have matched Labour's spending. The global financial crisis was caused by the global financial system. Labour did not overspend, as according to the Tories, they would have spent the same too. Over this decade, the Conservatives promised that their austerity would mean the national debt and deficit would drastically decrease. It has not, though. The national debt is even bigger than it was before, and the reduction in the deficit is tiny. The austerity has meant that key services have been cut back. It's changed the life chances for some. It has reduced opportunity. Local councils have had central government funding cut by an average of 17%, but some councils have lost a lot more. This has led to Sure Start centres, children's centres and youth centres closing, and has led to the ending of almost one third of bus routes. Libraries have closed, food bank usage has increased massively, and now there are so many homeless on our streets. We are one of the fifth richest economies in the world. It doesn't have to be this way. The Labour Party manifesto is wonderful. It will take too long to even skim over all the points here, but I will briefly mention some. The Labour Party will introduce a Green Transformation Fund. We have been told for a long time, and it was recently brought to a head, how we need to deal with the climate crisis now, for the sake of our species. As well as building more wind turbines and solar panels, this will also go to making sure we are carbon neutral within the next 10 years. Oh, and it will also mean planting many more trees. Labour proposed to open Sure Start centres, increase funding for youth services, nationalise the railway, reducing fares by one third, and giving free train travel to all under 16s. They will make buses run by local councils made for people, meaning that routes are not for profit making only. They will bring back 3,000 scrapped bus routes. They will make bus travel free for all under 25s. They will scrap tuition fees. They will introduce maintenance grants. They will create a national education service helping any age with education and increasing funding at primary and secondary schools. And they will get rid of the academisation of our school system. They will increase funding for the NHS. They will end the growing privatisation in our hospitals. They will raise the minimum wage to £10 an hour from next year. They propose to build 100,000 council homes and 50,000 housing association properties, which is the biggest building project in 40 years. They will create a new social care system called the National Care Service, giving free personal care to all over 65s if they need it. This is care free at the point of use. They commit to continue the triple lock and have stated that they will freeze the pension age at 66 for the foreseeable future. They will make the TV licence free for all over 75s once again. There are even more policies that the Labour Party will introduce. Regarding Brexit, we need to get it sorted, and Labour propose a sensible policy to get a good deal that makes economic and environmental sense. And within 6 months, they propose a new referendum, given the option of Remain or Brexit with this new deal. This should have happened years and years ago. The Tories gave false hope. I have heard time and time again people disregard all of the above measures because they've got a rough idea how expensive the policies will be and where would we get the money from, they question. Every single policy stated in the manifesto has been fully costed and will come from a series of measures to make society fairer. They will remove the very archaic system where private schools receive charitable status. They will increase corporation tax to its pre-2010 level. The Tories have lowered this right down to 19%, and next year it will fall 1% further. Labour will increase this to 26%. People have stated that companies will simply up sticks and leave the UK. They will not. This figure is lower than it is in France and Germany, known as an economic powerhouse, and lower than much of the United States, which is known as a corporate haven. They also propose to increase tax for the highest 5% of earners only. Anyone earning below £81,000 will not be taxed anymore. Those earning this much will pay around £20 a month more. Again, they've said that they will people have said that these individuals would leave to avoid paying this. This is not true. For a mere £20 extra a month, an individual is not going to leave their home, their loved ones, and their friends. 163 economists who are independent have signed a public letter supporting the proposals for these measures that will lead to greater public investment, saying that over these past 10 years, there has been low wage growth, near zero productivity growth, a lack of corporate investment, and increasingly strained public services. Remember that this is the Labour Party and not New Labour. This is a far more left-wing government than we had from 1997 to 2010. Imagine living in a better society. Vote Labour. Samuel.